Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for the Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you are listening to this show on the radio, please continue listening, and at the end, I'll tell you how to get a free gift card to thank you for listening. Here's our show.
Welcome to Knights Around the Table, a show where the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612, sit around the WSJF studio conference table and discuss their involvement and contributions to the St. Joseph community and the areas around Sykesville and Eldersburg. Here is the host of the show, Eric Glazer.
Hello, we are the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen Council 7612, and this is Knights Around the Table. This show is designed to inform the community who the Knights are and how we integrate with the St. Joseph Church. But first, let's start with the Lord's Prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. I'm Eric Glazer, past Grand Knight, and today I'm here with...
Josh Beck, not yet Grand Knight.
Rob Somerville, almost Grand Knight.
And Rich Perron, past Grand Knight.
And speaking of Grand Knights, before we get going, I just wanted to give a kudos to Grand Knight Al Grasley, who's stepping down. We did have a great year. We accomplished a lot of things. We earned state recognition by earning Star Council. I know how hard that can be. I remember struggling to get that done. I could use COVID as an excuse, but it's not an excuse. I wasn't able to, but Al was definitely able to it. I wanted to run through. That award shows that 7612 is very well-rounded. We met membership goals. We met insurance goals. And we had activity goals in many facets of ministry. The Knights of Columbus has ministries in faith and family and community and life. And if we got Star Council, it meant we ran activities of more than 16 activities in a variety of those areas. So he did a great job, and we all really appreciate it. And we hope Rob can keep the ball rolling in that category. Rob, what's coming up in August?
All right. Well, it's interesting you mentioned that thing. I wanted to say first, faith, family, community, and life, and even supporting the parish. It's a very active council. So with all the events coming up, it can't be done without everybody's help. So here we go, August. We have our first Ravens game. Eric will talk more about that in a minute. We have a membership drive, which, so for all you Catholic men who want to be better Catholic men, better Catholic fathers, husbands, want to give back, this is an opportunity to find out what the Knights are about. That's August 9th. There'll be some food, beer. I think the clergy, the deacons are going to be there. It should be a good time. Then after that is the actual swear-in ceremony for us. That's August 10th. I think that's when I become official.
Oh, no.
Sooner than that. Well, I could use that as an excuse, right? And then August 27th is interesting. So that's our family social. We're going to do what we did during COVID, and that is we're going to be selling pit beef, pit ham, and pit turkey by the pound. But we will have outdoor games. We have the Chaminade Center in case there's inclement weather. We'll provide rolls, drinks, all that good stuff. And it's interesting, that's in the middle of three pit beef things in a row. So I wanted to point that out. So you had July 4th, which will be passed by the time you hear this. That one, and then the Maryland Wine Festival. So that's another big fundraiser for us. So that's August 27th, Wednesday.
That's our a Wednesday night.
Yep.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Yep. Good way to end the summer before the school starts.
Yeah, I think that's a good time.
And that's pretty much it for August, as for now.
All right. A quick talk on M&T Bank concessions. August 7th is our first game. It's a night game. I think it's an 8:20 kickoff. I don't remember exactly. I do have a meeting with Levy. Levy is the company that runs the concessions. So I'll be in touch with all the group leaders in the next couple days. I'm really overwhelmed with the number of people who've signed up so far. But that doesn't mean
we show up.
That's right. If you're, well, I need to get you to show up. I need to get some paperwork done. But we got the ball rolling, so I'm super happy that we've got some names on the list. You will be contacted by your different leaders. So we had Troop 883. We have the Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts. We have Catholic Daughters. We have our Sheens. We have the Filipino Americans of Carroll County. We have the Carroll County Vets Improvement Project. And then, just in the last couple of days, we also got WSJF signing up. So we have another one stepping in. Maybe we'll get some of their crew in as well. So if you're interested, let me know about volunteering. And if you want to let me know, you can email 7612kfc@gmail.com. Or if you're part of any of those groups, you can talk to those group leaders and they can get you involved as well. The first game is August 7th, but I'll take anybody who wants to volunteer anytime. So don't let it scare you away. You can always sign up. Any other events to announce?
For August?
Yeah, or that we missed?
It's August. We're talking football already.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? I wanted to take a moment and highlight a new ministry, Paving the Way. There's a new commission. I get my vocabulary messed up, but there's a new commission that kicked off at St. Joe's in the last 6 months called the Family Life Commission. I think there's an and in there. But the Family Life Commission. And as part of that commission, we're starting a new ministry called Paving the Way. And that's prepared by Linda Grasley and Elizabeth Pavlik. The first meeting of Paving the Way is July 31st in the evening from 7 to 8. The advertisement reads, are you heading off to college? Are you serving in the military? Are you stepping into the workforce? Are you training for a trade, still unsure of what lies ahead? Then come meet our panel of young adults who have already been in your shoes and are ready to answer your questions and share their experiences with you. My understanding is we're trying to make those last couple years of high school valuable. We're trying to make the early years of your first post-secondary years after high school valuable. If you're heading off to college, that's awesome. But if you're heading to the military, that's great. If you're stepping into the workforce, there's nothing to be ashamed of, whatever path you're going on. And I know sometimes in the public school system, you don't always feel that way. Sometimes you feel like it's a college or not. And that's just not the truth. And many of you have a lot of ideas of where you're going and how you're going to get there. And it looks like Paving the Way is a nice place for you to come together and discuss those ideas and figure out how to get there. And look for church bulletin advertisements and the big screen bulletin advertisements. And you'll hear about it in the next few coming weeks. So I wanted to give a plug on that because I'm actually looking forward to it. Who knows? I might even be presenting in it a little bit as a teacher in the system so I can share my perspective as well. That wraps up news and events. Just a reminder, we're the Knights Around the Table if you're tuning in late. I'm Eric Klaser, and tonight I'm here with
Josh Beck,
Rob Somerville,
and Rich Perron.
Excellent. And Josh, what have you got for us tonight?
All right. Well, wanted to talk a little bit about one of the main pillars of the Knights of Columbus, and that is the sanctity of life. And read a little bit of a news article that I found when I was reading this week. And it is actually about a law that is being proposed in Britain for assisted dying. Now, obviously, we think a lot in terms of sanctity of life as abortion, but there's also the value in natural death that we talk about a lot. And this article talks about how a priest, a Catholic priest in Great Britain, is coming under fire because he refused to give a politician communion after the politician voted for the assisted dying vote. Obviously, this is a very, very hot button topic, but it's important to remember where we as faithful Catholics and as Knights of Columbus fall on this issue. So just a little bit about the story. A British politician has publicly criticized his parish priest for refusing to give him Holy Communion after he voted in favor of the United Kingdom's assisted dying bill. The Member of Parliament, Chris Coughlan, took to social media on Sunday and reportedly complained to the bishop in the area, describing the treatment as outrageous. Now, the parish priest, Father Ian Vane, had warned Coughlin before the June 20th vote that supporting this controversial bill would constitute what he called obstinately persevering in sin. So by voting, he said that he would be in sin. He described the priest's actions, the politician described the priest's actions as completely inappropriate and claimed it undermined the legitimacy of religious institutions, which is a very interesting charge. What I didn't know, and it's quoted later on in the article, is that there is a doctrinal note on some questions regarding the participation of Catholics in political life. And it states this: those who are directly involved in lawmaking bodies have a grave and clear obligation to oppose any laws that attack human life. For them, as for every Catholic, it is impossible to promote such laws or to vote for them. So again, one of those things, just to remind us that this is an issue that isn't going away, despite any wins that we may have, despite all of the hard work that we do, the adversary and those who don't think of life the same way that we do are also constantly out there working. So we need to be vigilant in doing everything we can to support the cause.
Can I add a footnote on that? I read an article recently that in Canada, last year alone, documented, and this is only documented, we know sometimes there's a lot of things that are not documented, there were 15,000 completed assisted suicides in Canada last year. And that was only what was reported.
I think over the last few years they were saying that that's now one of the top five causes of death in Canada.
It's terrifying.
Well taken. Well, good article.
Bad.
Well, and what was interesting to me especially was that there is, and obviously it's not specific doctrine, but there is a note out there that specifically says that our leaders have a call as Catholic individuals to oppose and to vote against this legislation. And we, as Catholics and as members of the voting public, should be holding our leaders to account for that. Obviously, we just went through an election. It's always electoral season, it seems, so we're gearing up for the next one. But something to bear in mind, those leaders who are not following through on that mandate and who are not supporting those causes really need to be held to task. We have to stand up for these people.
Great article. Very interesting.
Scary article. Thank you, John. Rich, our regular business meetings, you present informative items to the meeting. What fun facts do you have for us tonight?
Well, fellows, I actually have two great points I thought I'd make here. First off, with the passing of Pope Francis, a little traditional here, most popes will be buried in three caskets, one inside the other, so that they're hermetically sealed. But Pope Francis chose to be buried in a zinc-lined wooden casket. That was his choice. And kind of strange that when you make your own preparations for your funeral, but in any case, he did. And for your information, Pope John the 23rd is actually buried in a glass coffin. He's actually totally visible in a glass coffin. And then one other point I thought you might find interesting is we recently elected a new pope, of course, and the process was called the conclave. Well, the conclave, the word comes from conclave, which means under lock and key. And the reason being is the longest papal election lasted almost 3 years, from the years 1268 to 1271, 1,006 days, to elect Pope Clement XIV's successor. Pope Gregory X was the winner of that election, but the citizens of Viterbo, Italy, where the conclave was held, decided that the cardinals were taking too long and they couldn't wait because no papal business can be done without a pope. So everything was on hold. So therefore, when the cardinals came back to meet for the final election, they locked the door and cut their rations in half until a pope was elected. Therefore, it is called conclave, meaning under lock and key. And I thought you might like knowing that.
So 1,000 days, every day ended with a puff of gray smoke.
Black.
This is it.
Black.
No.
So this last election was my first as a Catholic. And I thought that that was tough to wait the week or whatever it was for the conclave. I can't imagine
three elections, right?
Good heavens.
Yes, good heavens, right? Good term.
If you want to become a member of the Knights of Columbus, there couldn't be a better time because there's a membership drive in August. Send an email to 7612kfc@gmail.com. We would love to have every Catholic man in Eldersburg become a member. You can always keep up with Knights of Columbus events at our website, kfc7612.org. Please check it out. Email links are right there on the website if you have any questions from today's show. Thanks for welcoming us to the show. Let's close with a Hail Mary.
Name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I'm Eric Klaser, and
Josh Beck.
Rob Somerville.
And past Grand Knight Rich Perron.
And this has been Knights Around the Table. I'll see you next time.
Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you're listening to this show on the radio, you can get a free gift card by sending an email with your contact information to wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio phone line at 443-920-9125. Send us an email at wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio at 443-920-9125. Leave your contact information and we'll send you a free gift card to thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Knights Around the Table. We look forward to the next conversation about who the Knights are and what they're up to. Thanks to WSJF for broadcasting the show and Molly Klaser for her tireless engineering support. We'll see you next time.